The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Living a sacrificial life. It's going to be a seminar. I will talk. I will allow people to talk, to respond. And if you have questions, you can ask.
Can we
pray? Eternal Father, we appreciate you for blessing us since we gathered here yesterday. We thank you because this is a time of revival. It is a time to reconstruct our lives. It is time to resharpen us. It is time to breathe upon us so that we can receive fresh life from you. We pray, O God, that this moment you will add to many blessings that you have been giving us since we came here yesterday, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you open our understanding and your word will have place in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father.
In
Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to appreciate the Lord Jesus who saved me and who made me to have the grace to stand in the midst of people that he has bought with his blood. I also want to appreciate God's grace for bringing me to Christ Way Ministries International.
And
Father in the Lord, for the grace he has given me to stand before God's people this moment. I pray that God's hand on this ministry will continue to be big in Jesus' name. And destinies in this ministry will continue to be remolded. And lives will continue to be shaping to the glory of God. Say a believing amen. That is the reason why we are here. So that our lives can be better, our lives can be transformed. Living a sacrificial life. The background Bible will be taken from Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I believe we are all familiar with that passage. Many of us may be familiar with that passage. Permit me to read from here for the sake of time. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect of God.
Nítorí náà mo fi ìyọnu Ọlọ́run bẹ̀ yín ara kí ẹ̀yin kí ó fi ara yín fún Ọlọ́run ní ẹbọ ààyè mímọ́ ìtẹ́wọ́gbà èyí ni iṣẹ́ ìsìn yín tí ó tọ̀nà kí ẹ má sì dára yín pọ̀ mọ́ ayé yìí ṣùgbọ́n kí ẹ má parada láti di titun ní ìrò inú yín kí ẹ̀yin kí ó lè rí ìdí ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run tí ó dára tí ó sì ṣe ìtẹ́wọ́gbà tí ó sì
All over the world right now, we are celebrating the death of, commemorating the death of Jesus and his resurrection, which has taken place. Maybe on Sunday, people be gathering, say, we are celebrating resurrection. Jesus, all those things are past, they are historical, they are histories. We are just gathering to learn what God will want us to learn from that historic event, which has not left the world the same since it happened.
A fe ri pe ni akoko ta wa yi kaakiri agbalaye oni won tin korajopo ti won tin se ajoyo pe iku Jesu Christi anti ajinde re bo te ti wu pe itan ni eleyi awa n duro lati le mo nkan to tumo si ki a le ko eko nipa iku ati ajinde re ni.
So today that is why it is appropriate to actually consider this message living a sacrificial life, because Jesus sacrificed himself for us. If we didn't do that, we will not be gathering here today.
Idi ti a fi gbodo ko eko yi ta n so pe igbesi aye ifira re ni rubo Jesu Christi o ti fi ara re rubo nitori wa ti aba wa ma se leyi o tumo ti wi pe ti Jesu ba fara re rubo ipejopo wa asan ni.
If he sacrificed himself for us,
o ti fi ara re rubo fun wa,
It is expected that we will also respond.
And then we are
going to see all these things in details as time permits us.
And that's why
Paul urged the believers, in view of God's mercy, why is he asking us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice? It's not only talking about our bodies, there are so many other components of it. Why is he saying that in view of the big mercy, the stupendous mercy that God has showered upon mankind?
Katwa wo iru anula ti Jesu Christi to ti fi fun awon eniyan kilode to wa nso fun pe ka gbegbe aye wa gege bi aye to je etewogba abi ebo aye mimo.
What is sacrifice?
Kini irubo?
I believe we are all familiar with what sacrifice is.
Number one,
sacrifice is the offering of possession, material possessions.
Irubo o tumo si pe eyan fi ohun ni re sile.
Or lives of animals.
Tabi awon eranko.
We see slaughtering animals like ram, you know, as a sacrifice. Sometimes they even sacrifice human beings. Some we say to God, in quotes, their own God. I did my in northern Nigeria, and there was a religious crisis at the time where I was staying, and they went out that day, took a Christian woman and used knife to pierce the tummy of that woman, and the fellow did is just raise up the knife with blood and then called the name of their God on that knife.
Ari pe nigba ti mo lo sinu ilu ni ile Hausa wahala wa be kale won wa mu omobirin to je pe omo leyin Christi ni pelu oyun ninu ikan si mu obe o si gun o si wa mu obe yen eje wa lara re o wa na soke o wa n koruko Olorun ti won.
Those people, when they kill human beings, they kill that human being as an offering to their own God.
Awon won yi won ri wi pe awon eni ta won pa yen awon fi nrubo fun Olorun won ni.
Fortunately, those who don't have understanding of who they are actually serving is, they will say they are serving the same God. No, we are not.
Awon ti oye ko ye won wa ma so wi pe Olorun kan na la nsin Olorun kan na ko la nsin o.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So blood has always been involved in sacrifices.
A ma ri wi pe nigba ta ba so pe irubo eje ma wa nbe.
And then number two, sacrifice is an act of giving up something valuable for the sake of something else. that person offering the offering, it regards as more important or more worthy.
Ari wi pe ifiniru iruba o tumo si pe ki eyan fi nkan sile ohun to jiye lori fun nkan miran.
Because you consider what you are sacrificing for that thing to be much more worthy or bigger than what you are sacrificing.
Pe iruba to nse yen ohun to fi rubo yen o ju ohun ti o ye ti o nse fun lo.
Many of us, depending on how you have lived your life before you met Christ, some have actually given up something for the sake of gaining eternal life.
Ari pe oniruru ona ni onkaluku wa fi ba Jesu pade awon kan o le ni kan tan ti fi sile nitori Christi lati le je ni igbala.
Some will have sacrificed money, sacrificed time in order to acquire something bigger.
Awon miran won le ti fi owo sile, won le fi akoko sile lati le gba ohun la.
Number 3.
Iketa.
A sacrifice is something given up for the sake of others.
Iruba o je pe o fi nkan kan sile nitori elomiran.
So this can be considered a selfless act.
A le pe ni ise to ja wi pe eyan fi ara re o fi je fun.
And that is what God did for us.
Ohun ti Jesu Kristi se fun wa niyan.
What does it mean now to live a sacrificial life? From the passage that we read, that's Romans 12. A sacrificial life is a form of lifestyle. It's a form of a lifestyle. To Christians, Paul said, or urged us to live a sacrificial life as part of our spiritual service to God.
As
a part of our spiritual service and lifestyle. Sacrificial life will mean, is an attitude that we must, as believer, cultivate.
O gbodo je ise gaga bi onigbagbo ti agbodo ma mulo.
A sacrificial life is one that is invested in furthering the cause of Christ on earth.
O na ni lati le jakate siwaju ninu ipe ti Kristi ni aye yi.
Ati je ki ise Kristi ko tesiwaju ninu aye yi. And then number 4, a sacrificial life is a life that is fully living to the glory of God.
Igbesi aye rubo o tutumo si wi pe a ngbe igbesi aye wa ti o nfi ogo fun Olorun.
As believers, God does not expect us to continue to live ourselves after we have given our life to Christ. We will soon expatiate a little on this as we move on.
Gaga bi omo leyin Kristi, Jesu o tun ma reti lowo wa leyin gba ta ba ti fi aye wa fun tan.
And then number 6, a sacrificial life is a life that puts Christ's kingdom first. Christ's kingdom first. We will remember in Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
So
to live a sacrificial life is not to put yourself first, not to put your own plan first, but the Christ kingdom first. How will this benefit Christ's cause? How will it benefit Christ's kingdom?
Nigba ti a ba nso pe a ngbe igbesi aye ifura ifi ara eni rubo ki se wi pe a ma ma wo nti ara wa tabi ohun ti a fe sugbon kini Kristi kini o fe ati wi pe ka ma wa ijoba re
ohun lo tumo si Luke 9:23.
Iwe Luke ori kesan ese ketale ni ogun.
The Bible says, and he said to them all, Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily. Follow me. So living a sacrificial life means that you are living a life of self-denial.
Nigbati abagbegbe aye ifareni rubo o tumo si pe angbegbe aye isere ni.
And you know from this passage that it is one of the conditions that Christ requires from people who want to follow him.
Ari pe ninu ese bibeli ese ti ati kai o je okan ohun ti Jesu n bere lowo awon ti won so pe awon fe je omo leyin re.
This is one of the very very serious scripture in the Bible for anybody who wholeheartedly want to follow Jesus Christ.
Ari pe ese bibeli ta kai o je ese bibeli to se pataki enikeni to ba mu lokukudun lati tele Jesu.
It's not being emphasized at its worst in those days when we give our life to Jesus Christ.
Ah tenumo ese bibeli mo nigbati bi a se ma tenumo nigbati awa fi aye wa fun Jesu.
So today most Christians have a very cheap understanding of what it means to be Christ's disciple.
Ari bi pe awon omo leyin Christi laye ode ti awa yi o dabe di pe nkan to rorun ni ki won to le so wi pe mo fe di omo leyin.
I on the average the Christian lifestyle costs almost nothing to people now.
Ta ba wo pe ni arin igbesi aye omo leyin Christi ko ti e wa dabe ni pe o na awon eyan ni nkan kan mo.
And when you are talking about sacrificing for Christ, sacrificing anything for Christ or for the kingdom of God, it seems to be an alien language to people in our day.
Ari wi pe nigba ta ba so pe an fi ara wa rubo fun Christi o kan da bi ede oyibo ni fun awon eyan wa laye ode
oni. We are living the generation we are living, it seems to be a generation of self-indulgent set of people.
Igbesi akoko ta wa igbesi aye ta wa o na ni pe igbesi aye to je pe a kan fi an fi aye gbefe fun awon eniyan.
Whatever suits us, whatever is pleasing to us, whatever is convenient or even most convenient to us, that is what we will do. So those who want to follow Jesus Christ truly, we must really apply our hearts to this scripture and the calling of God unto us today.
Gbogbo wa gbodo fi okan wa si ese bibeli yi fun ipe ti a npe wa loni.
We must know that it will cost us also something to follow Jesus Christ.
Asi tun gbodo mo pe o ma na wa ni nkan lati le tele Christi.
Jesus wants those who want to follow him to volunteer to pay the price or to be willing to pay the price and suffer for him if need be. Go through some inconveniences, if need be.
Jesus Christ, on so far, want to fetele. You pay to my fetele, new tito at Lododo. Oh, brother, no one in Kakan, what's it, brother, tell you, new tito at Lododo.
So, living a sacrificial life as believer involves that we must be ready to deny ourselves.
Bigbe aye ifare ni ni rubo gaga bi onigbagbo o gbodo na wa ni nkankan.
Still want to deepen our understanding about sacrificial living.
Mo tun fe ka ni imo ijinle si nipa pe an gbegbe aye ifure ni rubo.
Jesus said take up your cross.
Oni gbe agbelebu re.
Let's examine this a little.
E je ka te gbe yewu die.
Cross today has become an symbol of ornaments.
Ari wi pe agbelebu o ti o duro gaga bi ami fun ohun
nto fin se oso ni isin that chain on the neck or pendant it has become. In those days cross is not a symbol of ornaments.
Ari pe ni aye atijo ari pe agbelebu ta nso yi ki se ohun oso rara.
Cross is an instrument of execution. Anybody who carries his cross is going to die. That is what it means. So when Jesus says that we should carry our cross daily, what is he saying? We should be ready to die. Any death can come anytime in course of following him, and we must be ready for that.
Pe in to tumo si na ni bi pe agbodo se tan lati ku fun mu Jesu.
Probably this is the reason why those who actually received Christ in those days, they were serious about it, and you can almost predict that they were genuine.
Ari wi pe awon laya atijo awon ti won fi aye won fun Jesu e le ri e si le ri pe lotito awon omo leyin Christi ni eleyi.
Pretenders are not found in church in those days in large number as we have today.
Awon ti won ma ndibon won o po ni ile ijosin ni aye atijo bi a se ni won ni aye oje oni.
So right, even in the early church, in the book of Acts of Apostles, in the early church, the Bible says that, you know, people are afraid of joining them.
So,
cross is not a life problem as people interpret it. I would say, No, cross is not problem. It's not life problem. Cross is not poverty. Cross is not sickness. Amen.
Amen.
My guys are here. I think I'm not talking empty. Sir, I'm okay. I can continue. All right, sir. Thank you, sir. So because Jesus never said anybody that you just go on the road and pick disease, pick it and carry it. Is that what
he says?
Or pick poverty and carry it. You know, he says you should carry it.
So,
which means it required your voluntary action. Abi?
It's not what
Satan forced on you or what your lineage forced on you. All those things God has promised for us to solve life's problem for us. But
he
does not have any solution to our process. He carried his own. And he told us we should carry our own and follow him.
Jesus funara re o gbe agbele bara re o sin so fa wa na pe ki a gbe agbele bu ti ara wa.
Amen.
Amen.
We have several examples of people who live a sacrificial life in the Bible.
Ati ri opolopo apere ninu Bibeli ti won gbe igbe aye ifare ni rubo.
Let's look at examples of people in the Bible.
E je ka wa wa apere awon ti won gbe igbe aye irubo yi ninu Bibeli.
God himself is number 1.
Olorun fun ara re o ni akoko.
Do you agree with me?
She gbagbo pelu mi.
God.
Olorun
himself.
Fun ara
e. Is number 1 person.
O na ni eni akoko.
Who sacrificed for us.
To rubo fun wa.
John 3:16.
Iwe Johani ori keta ese kerindilogun.
What does it say?
Ki lo so?
For God so loved you. Let's chorus it.
Nitori Olorun feran araye to bege to fi omo bibi re ni kan soso fun wa. Eni kani ti o ba gbagbo.
He has one beloved son, just one. And he gave that one son. That is sacrifice. A big sacrifice. Number 2. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Himself. Sacrificed himself. Ephesians 5:2. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. And what? And what? An offering. And what? And a sacrifice. An offering and a sacrifice to God. An offering and a sacrifice to God. For himself. Is it for himself? For us. So it demonstrated this for us. In Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5. The Bible says, let us mind let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation. God made himself of no reputation. We can see the picture of sacrifice in that place. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. God becoming a servant. And was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9, wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
So
he sacrificed himself. This passage shows to us that sacrifice has reward, big reward. You cannot sacrifice in vain. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 9, verse number 26. The Bible says, he then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the age, he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. By the sacrifice of himself. So he sacrificed his reputation. When I was praying for this message, a story that Daddy told us just came to my mind. How one of the church members was involved in some crimes and was taken to the police station. And he told them at the police station that Daddy Orioke, Odun Orioke is my father. And the police called him. And he went there. The police were telling him that.
And awon olopa nso wi pe awon mo pe won ma ni awon omo ti ko gboran.
To me, is going to that police station is a sacrifice of his reputation, isn't it?
Ari pe won lo si ago olopa yen won fi ara won rubo si bi won se je ni.
It's a sacrifice.
Irubo ni.
And thank God it has an happy end, because he told her at the end of the day that girl now became serious with her faith. And is now a settled believer. His soul has been won into the kingdom of God. Shout hallelujah. If you want God to use us, I think we must be ready to live a sacrificial life. The early disciples are also another examples in the Bible.
Matthew 19,
you can go and read that when you get home. We don't have the time. 27 to 29. They asked Jesus, they said, we have left all to follow you. What shall be our reward? So they left, some of them left their fishing businesses to follow Christ. Somebody came to Christ and said, Oga, I would like to follow you. And Jesus told him and said that, I don't have a house. I don't have a house. If you follow me, you will suffer. The Bible says that he went back. But some stayed with him. And we are reading about them today. What about Abraham?
Abraham
also was another good example of sacrificial living.
Abraham not ti ale so pe gbegbe aye ifara eni
ru bo. God appeared to him.
Olorun farahan.
He was settled in homeland.
Nibi ti abi si.
He was settled there.
O ti
he was prospering there.
O n se rere nbe.
He had a house.
O ni le nbe.
Or maybe many houses.
Because
he had so many servants.
Nitori pe o ni opolopo iranse.
He had prosperity. His cattle was so many.
O ni awon agutan, o ni malu.
And God called him.
Olorun si pe
leave your father's house.
Fi ile baba re sile.
Leave your father's land.
Fi ilu baba re sile.
You will go to a place I will show you.
O lo si bi temi yo fi han.
And he left his house.
O si fi ile re sile.
Left his comfort zone.
O fi bi tura re sile.
Obedience to God.
O si gbaran si Olorun.
And the Bible says he was dwelling in tents.
A ri pe won lo ngbe ni abi ati baba.
Dwelling in tents.
O ngbe ni abi awon ati baba.
That is a sacrifice to obey God.
At
that time, God asked him to go and sacrifice the son he has waited for 25 years.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What about Moses?
Moses nko.
In Acts chapter 7.
Ninu ise apostoli.
In verse 22.
Ese ikejile ni ogun.
Stephen, when he was speaking to the Jew.
Nigba ti Stefano n ba awon ara Jew soro.
He told us some things about Moses.
Won so nkankan fun an nipa Moses.
Which was not clearly written in the book of Genesis about him.
Ti o ja wi pe akosan ninu iwe tan.
In verse 22, the Bible says that and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
Pe ari wi pe Mose o ni imo nipa ti igbekale ti awon epo Egypt.
Mighty in words and in deeds.
O si ni agbara ninu ise ati ninu iwuwa si.
Mose was a great man in Egypt.
Pe Mose o je eyan nla ni ile Egypt.
Scholars even tell us that it's possibility that Moses could have become another Pharaoh in Egypt.
Ari pe awon onimo so fun ari pe boya Mose ba tun wa di Pharaoh ni ile Egypt.
But the Bible says he scorned all those things.
Pe gbogbo nkan won yo ko sile.
And chooses to suffer with God's people. The Hebrews, the Israelites.
O yan lati ba awon eniyan Olorun jiya awon ara Israeli.
He sacrificed that privilege.
O fi anfani yen o fi sile gege bi
becoming another Pharaoh in Egypt.
Pe ki on wa di Pharaoh miran ni ile Egypt.
To align himself with God's people, with God's children.
O wa so ara re po mo awon eniyan Olorun.
Paul is another big example.
Ari pe Paul o tun je apere nla.
2 Corinthians 12 verse number 15.
Iwe Corinthians keji ori keji la ese kedogun.
He says this about himself.
O so ile nipa ti ara re.
He said, and I will be very gladly spent and be spent for you. I will be gladly spent and be spent for you.
Eyin awaro pe gbogbo akoko yi awa nse awijare niwaju yin ni.
2 Corinthians 12 verse 15. 12:15. Yeah. And then in Philippians,
okay,
in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, he says, but what things soever were gained to me, those I count loss. For who? For Christ.
Pe gbogbo nti mo ro pe o dara fun mi o na ni mo padanu
ire fun mi
o ni mo fi sile nitori Christ.
Tori Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible also talk about the Macedonian church in 2 Corinthians 8. Macedonian church.
Ari pe Bibeli na tun so nipa awon ara Macedonia.
And Paul wrote about them that do these people they were poor. But yet in their poverty, they were Libra.
Sibe, won je ni to tun lawo.
So, people it can be rich in the time of the physical, and yet it can be poor. These people, this church, they didn't have much. You cannot say they have riches in terms of silver and gold or in terms of money. But yet they sacrifice to give their things to God's people, to the cause of Christ, and to appreciate Paul, the disciple, and the other disciples.
One le wa fi ara won sile fun awon iranse Olorun ati fun Paul gege bi irubo.
Let us read that passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do not wait of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Verse number 3. For their power, to their power, I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, that is sacrifice. Pardon? They were willing of themselves. That's sacrifice. Beyond their power.
Tayo agbara won lo.
What about the Philippian church?
Ijo Philippi nko.
Philippian church.
Ijo Philippi.
From chapter 4. Verse 18 to 19.
Esai kejidilogun si kokandini ogun.
That is a passage in quotes when we want to pray about prosperity.
Nigbati ese bibeli ta ma nso ni nigba ta
ba fe so ni pa. But we need to read the verse 18. Before 19 can be meaningful, we can claim it. Verse 18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable.
A sacrifice.
Well pleasing to God.
To je itelorun si Olorun.
But in verse 19 now say, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen.
Sugbon Olorun mi yo pese ni kikun fun gbogbo aini yin gaga bi oro re ninu ogo ninu Christi.
Let's look at the principle of sacrifice.
E je ka wa wo igbe kale ifira eni rubo.
As seen in the Bible.
Gaga ba se ri ninu Bibeli.
By this I mean what it will require us to live a sacrificial life. Number one is that for you to be able to live a sacrificial life to God, that God is love must be supreme in your heart. His own love for us was so big. The Bible says, so loved God, so loved the world. So without God's love dwelling in your heart so richly, you cannot sacrifice anything for God. It will be difficult for you, pretty difficult.
See, ba se pe ife Olorun o jinle ninu re o le gbe igbe aye irubo.
You will not be able to put God first or put his kingdom first.
Oh, ni le koko ma je ki Olorun ki o je akoko tabi ki ijoba re ko je akoko.
Number 2 is that you must have total commitment, not a partial commitment, total commitment to live for God and live for his glory, not just a token obligation.
O gbodo fi ara re jin patapata fun Olorun fun ise re ki kan se pe o fi apa kan fun.
And then number 3. It will require us, our own volition. It will require willingness and our own volition.
Pe ife ti wa, pe a fi ara wa sile, a fi ajo wa ara wa patapata. O ma na wa ni iyen.
When God was asking offering from the people of Israel in the book of Leviticus chapter
1.
He says in verse 3, if this offering must be a burnt sacrifice of heads, let him offer a male without blemish, one of the conditions. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will.
Latokan wa.
voluntary way. Number four, it will require you dying to yourself and dying to sin. When we are talking about dying to self or dying to sin, it means that it's one of the Bible teaching in the book of Romans. Death to self is one of the teachings to the disciples. Death to self, death to sin. That is, you no longer live for yourself. Those who still want to live for themselves will be under the bondage of sin. That is what Paul says in Romans 6 verse 2. God forbid, how shall we live that we that were dead to sin live any longer therein? And in Galatians 2 verse 20, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. He said, yet not I, but Christ liveth in
me.
And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for
me.
So it will require us to be alive unto Christ and to be dead to ourselves, which means we are no longer living to please ourselves or do our own wills. This is the reason many people find it difficult to follow Jesus Christ. They still want to do their own will. Please themselves. They still want to please themselves. Number five. It will require that we understand that whatever we give up, we are giving it up not for the church, but for who?
For
you know, some people have this weird mindset that when they give offering, they are giving it to church. Is it church we are giving offering to? Church, please answer me. Are you giving offering to church? That is why you will look at the smallest note before you give your offering. Because in your mind, it's not you don't have that understanding that it is God you are giving it to. You are thinking that you are giving it to a human being.
Please
am I speaking here? In the physical you are giving it to church, but spiritually speaking you are giving it to who?
To God.
So whatever you are doing, you are not doing it for the pastor, you are not doing it for the general overseer, you are doing it for God, and he's the one who will reward you.
Leviticus
chapter 1 verse 9.
It
says to be a burnt of sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord.
See along.
The practice of life of sacrifice. Let's look at the practice.
Areas
of life where God may require us to sacrifice. Number one, I have money put here. Money. God require your tithe is not a sacrifice. Do you agree with me? If you agree with me, raise up your hand. It's not everybody who agree here with me. But that is what the Bible teaches. God has the authority to demand 10% of whatever he has given you. He has the authority. He has the power. Number one, he is your creator.
akoko oni eleda re.
He has authority over you.
O si ni ase lori re.
He's the one who gives you life to be alive.
O lo fun ni iye lati wa laye.
Number two, it's not your smartness that through your smartness or wisdom that you are able to get what you got.
Ki se jafafa re lo je ko ni ohun ti oni.
There are so many people who are smarter than you, who are wiser than you, who are not making it as you are making it.
Ari awon eni to jafafa ju e lo ti won gbon ju e lo ti won si se daradara bi won se nse.
By withholding your tithe from God, God call it robbery.
Nigba ti o ba mu ore re to fa
seyin. No, idameewa la so yin.
Idameewa re, sorry, to mu idameewa re to fa seyin.
I don't care about all those teachings on the internet. God called it what?
Idameewa re to ba ti san o le jija ni.
Ask the person sitting close to you. I hope you are not robbing God.
Ask that person.
I'm permitting you.
Mo pa lase fun o.
I hope you are not robbing God.
Mo nigbagbo pe o ma je Olorun lole.
Hallelujah.
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 So what offering also is not a sacrifice.
Ore ton fi sile ki se irubo ba kan.
It's a normal thing.
Ohun to to ni.
He said nobody should come before me how?
Empty handed.
Only
anikani ko gbodo to mi wa lowo ofo.
He says he who has no job, let him work so that he may have what to give.
Any ti o ba ni ise ko wa ise ko ba le ni ohun ti o fi sile.
So we don't want to talk about money, but that's just the truth.
Fe soro nipa owo sugbo otito ni eleyi.
Now whatever you give outside your offering and your tithe, that is what you can now call what? Sacrifice.
Ohun ti o ba wa fi sile to je pe ki ise ore ni ki si se idamewa.
For example, this convention that is holding now,
John Latton lawyer,
many millions have gone into it.
And
some people have generously and sacrificially given towards it.
Amen.
Amen.
I
know somebody who took all his salary. He just got a new job. And he took all the salary, 100%. And said for this convention. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is what?
Huh?
That is sacrifice. That's a sacrifice. So, those... God expects us to see the money he has given to us as his own and to be used for his glory.
Olorun o nfe ki a ri pe owo to nfi fun wa pe ti Olorun ni ka si lo fun ogo re.
You will see people who are in need.
Awon eyan kan to ye pe won nilo iranlowo.
Who are around us.
Ti won yi wa ka.
Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me.
Jesus sọ pé ngba te bi npa mi o fun mi ni ounje.
When I was naked, you clothed me.
Nigba ti mo wa ni owo daso bo mi.
We need money to feed people, isn't it?
Ani lowo lati fun awon eniyan lo
je. We need money to buy clothes.
Ani lowo lati ra aso fun won.
So if you are living for yourself alone and you are not thinking about helping somebody else out, then you are not living a sacrificial life.
To ba je pe igbese aye to ngbe ara re nikan lo nro o te ro te lomiran. Ma, o tumo si pe o gbe igbaye fun eni rubo.
When God is not against you putting good food on your own table, God expects you also to think about somebody else outside the food you have put in your own table.
Nigba ti Olorun o ba da olekun pe ki o fi ounje to dara sori tabili re, o tun gbadọ ro ti awon elomiran na to ku die ka to fun.
There are some people that have been rejected and being persecuted because they have given their life to Christ Jesus.
God will not come down
from heaven to come and clothe them. He won't come down from heaven to come and pay their school fees. He won't come down from heaven to come and house them.
He
expects his children, you and I, to sacrifice for them. To accommodate them, to feed them,
to
provide cloth And be God to them. I have been, there. I know what I'm talking about. Some people have paid my school fees. When I was rejected, when I was persecuted because I gave my life to Christ. One of my friends stood to buy. He was in part three when I was in part one. He will ask me to give him the list of the textbook that I needed. I will write this for him. He will add it to the one he will give to his daddy because his daddy will not give him money. So he will buy my own book with his own book and just say, well, bro, Yinka, this is your own.
Ari pe arakunrin kan nigba ti ajo lo lewe ohun wa ni iwe keta emi wa ni iwe kini nigba ti won ba so wi pe iwe ta ma ra so fun mi pe arakunrin yin ka ko iwe to ni lo a de ko nigba to ba de ko tan a fi fun baba re babe a wa ra iwe ti mi na mo iwe
I don't have any mother to go to or father to go to whether on weekend or monthly. This my friend, whenever he will go home every weekend, whatever his mother gave to him, he will share it into two and will give me 50%.
Ari wi pe mi oni ya ti mo lo ba mi oni baba ti mo lo ba sugbon ore mi yi en to ba ti lo le ni opin ose o nje ti baba ti iya re ba gbe fun lo ma pe ti meji.
How Christianity should be. He was not living for himself alone.
Ari wi pe o fi han gaga bi igbesi aye omo leyin Christi gbodo ri ko ma mo pe emi nikan emi.
When my son was schooling in Adoekiti,
he
just called me one day. I said, "Daddy, please, I need you to help one of my friends out."
We
are starting our exams tomorrow, and he has not paid his school fees, and they will not allow him to enter the exam hall.
Pe ama bere idanwo lola bayi o ko si ti sanwo ile iwe re asi ko si le wo ni ile eko lati se idanwo.
Okay, I said, okay, please send me the account number of this your friend.
Mo wa ni pe fi account re ranse si mi.
And he did.
O si se.
And I sent it to him.
Mo de fi ranse si.
And that fellow was able to do the exam.
A ri pe ara eni yi o wa le se idanwo re.
So later we went to their school to go and visit him.
A wa lo bewo ni ile iwe.
So this his friend came and they started to prostrate and greet me and say, he would like to call his parents so that I say, please don't do that. We don't need that.
I've
done what God has sent us to do. Amen.
I'll
give this illustration to let you know that God expects us outside our own. We don't live just to think about ourselves alone. And we need to sacrifice in order to be able to meet the need of other people. Number two, God expects us to spend our time sacrificially. You see, people will complain when they give them assignment to do in church. I don't have time. Is it really they don't have time, or that thing is not a priority to them? One brother told us that he was given an assignment. He said, I had to stay up late in the night so that I can do this work. I don't want to reject it.
What is that?
Sacrificing his time. Abi? Many of us just came here to this convention and then we are seated here. Some people have been coming here in the last 2 weeks every day. Some people slept here overnight. That sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord bless us in Jesus' mighty name. We need to sacrifice our time to do follow up for people and visit people and work for God, to pray, sacrificing time. We only have time for those things that are important to us. Number three, God will expect us to sacrifice our comfort at some point.
Ari wipe, láti fi rúbọ fún òun.
I just cited as the example of Abraham.
Mo kan fi àpẹẹrẹ Abraham se àpẹẹrẹ.
Living in tents.
Tó ń gbé ní abẹ́ àti bàbá.
Listen, let us consider the white people that brought the gospel to us in Africa.
Ká wa rántí àwọn èèyàn funfun tó tẹ mú ìyìn rere tọ̀ wá wá.
Africa is not like this. It came in those days, so where we now have electricity, we now have roads, we now have hospital. You know, Africa was in jungle. Where malaria was killing them.
Nibi ti efon tin pa won.
In those days.
Ni aye igba yen.
Left their comfort.
Won fi bi itura won sile.
And came to Africa.
Won wa wa si ile alawo dudu.
To live in huts.
Lati ma gbe ninu wa.
To live in jungles.
Lati ma gbe ninu igbo.
To live in darkness.
Kan ma gbe ninu okuku.
To drink water that is not good.
Omi ti o dara won mu.
But today we are living fine.
Bayi an gbegbe aye to dara.
It wasn't like that for them in those days.
Ari pe ko ri be fun won nigba na.
They didn't have car to go with in those days.
Ko si moto ti o mo gbe won kaakiri won rin ni.
They were trekking a lot of distances.
Won rin opolopo mile.
So we read the history of Mary Seleson.
Gbogbo wa la ka itan Mary Seleson.
Please don't mind her. Won interpret as Yoruba ni. Abi ta ba fe pe David ni Yoruba ki la ma pe. Eh eh now won correct now. Let's clap for her now. So we all read the story of Mary Seleson.
Gbogbo wa la kan ka itan re.
There is even one very close to us here in Ilefe, Paetin Ilesha, right? And her daughter, Ruth. So these are the people who have sacrificed their comforts for the sake of the gospel and for God. Our sleep can be sacrificed sometimes. We need to be sacrificed. Our food in order to fast. You know, today we want to do what is convenient and comfortable for us, but
God at some point
may require us to do all these things as a sacrifice. What about our reputation? Our reputation. I just gave an example of our daddy in the Lord here the other time. Who will not consider himself as the general overseer of a ministry to go and a servant of God to go to the police station and bail a wayward of the church, because he had hope on her that she's not lost, she can still be saved.
Paul
said something. I said to the Jew, I was like a Jew.
Oni si awon ara
Jew. To the barbarian, I was like a.
Bi awon ara barbarian, mi na da bi won.
He said, "I've made myself to be for everybody, so that the gospel can be what can be preached."
Ko wa fun gbogbo eniyan ka le wa su Christi.
So for the sake of the gospel, we can lower ourselves.
Nitori iyin rere a le te ara wa wa sile.
We can humble ourselves.
A le re ara wa sile.
So that we can reach out to others.
Ka le tun.
We can wear cloths that may require, that may not be really befitting to our status.
I
met one man in the old SUB many years ago. I was a student that time. He entered the place where they were smoking weed. They thought he was one of them. He put on this cowboy cap and was in jeans.
Oh, what jeans? What look like that one?
And a small t-shirt, light t-shirt.
Light t-shirt.
And he entered that place.
What's he wore below?
And they were speaking their language. Hey, 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 guy, hey. And he was smiling with them.
Oh, I'm back on right.
He had traps in his pocket.
Oh, I need well, he won't have to.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord breathe upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Our ambition and personal dreams ambition and personal dreams can be sacrificed.
Ale fi ran wa ati awon irungba wa ise si wa sile.
God may call you to sacrifice your property.
Olorun le so pe ko fi win ni re sile.
Your cars.
Moto re.
Your houses.
Ile re.
Or whatever you may have.
Unko to le.
God may call upon you to sacrifice.
The
Holy Spirit may minister to you.
Emi mimo le so fun o ko se.
When I was preparing for this message also, I remember the Lord rest us. So one of our early leaders here, that's late pastor, Mrs. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir. We were going to the villages in those days. But our husband was not born again that time. And
would
not allow her to go with us to the village. Anyway, maybe because he comes to Ife every weekend. So he comes, I could drive. He comes and says, "Bro, Yinka, I will release." She was using Volkswagen. That her car was very scanty in those days. She released her car and said, "Please go with my car." So all our brethren, I will drive, carry people to Elisha, drop them, come back to, "Bro, Femi is here now." We used to go together. So I joined them. They were there before me. So we go to Elisha and then come back. I remember also that Daddy Orioke, is
47.
He will give it to me. We'll use it to enter a village. Many times we have ministration on me. I say, "I'll find my way. Please go with this car." That was a day. He said, "Okay, I'll go and drop you." Trailer almost crushed us on the way that day. Maybe you have forgotten. I remember also that Daddy Ajayi, he was using one Peugeot that time, blue Peugeot like this.
And then
when we finished at Oso, we finished BJ at the Oso, car very scanty that time. And then he would say, "Okay, Yinka, you can drive. If you give his car to me, I will carry people to Sabo here. Take them back."
Several times.
He fueled it himself. And several people like this among God who have sacrificed. Those are the ones that really come to my mind. I know there are several among us, especially among the early people of this ministry. God is calling us to reawake ourselves to all these things. Time will not permit me to talk about the power of sacrificial living, but it's really pace to live a sacrificial
life.
We have Jesus as an example, who sacrificed and God elevated him. We have men of God among us. Today we see that they are in glorious places and positions. We never care to listen to their stories. But all of them have stories to tell. How they have sacrificed their comforts, their time, their energy, their possessions, their reputations. And now today, God is using them. It pays to live a sacrificial life.
Oh, son, let's be a year.
And when the disciple asked Jesus and he said that we have left all for you, what is going to be our reward? He said that in this world, 100 times 100 of what you have given to me, you have sacrificed for me, you will get it. And in eternity also, you'll be highly rewarded. You will have eternal life.
Jesus Christ,
when you sacrifice to God, is the law of sowing and reaping is what you are obeying.
If
you sow, you will reap.
So bagbin umaka.
And you will reap bountifully.
Wasi ka ni opoloko.
So God is calling us today.
Olorun wa npe wa loni.
To live a higher spiritual life.
Pe ki agbe igbaye ibigiga ninu emi.
Will you answer him? Will I answer him?
She auda lombi.
He's asking us to scale up our commitment to him.
To
love him totally.
Kafe kwata kwata.
And then make our commitment a sacrifice to him.
Kiasi fi farani jin gagabi rubo fun.
Regardless of the cost.
Boti u onti ona wa.
May the Lord help us.
Ki Olorun ki ona wa lowo.
Comments and then addition from our fathers and mothers in the church.
Ya ni a fe so si tabi ibere tabi ohun ti awon baba wa fe da si ninu oro.
I have some 5 minutes to do that.
Mo ni iseju marun lati se eleyi.
Anybody?
Ja re ni kankan bi.
We can pray then.
Ale gbadura ba.
Let us pray.
Eje ka gbadura.
Can we rise up as we pray? We have been
Eje ka jide bi a se ngbadura.